Seizing this long-awaited opportunity, the Ladakis marched across the border of Gugay, overcoming each fortress and embattlement in their path, until they reached the capital, Saparang. By this time, Gugay's economic and political resources were strained. No reinforcements would be coming, and Saparang would have to face the invaders on its own. But taking Saparang would not be easy. The capital's western and southern approaches are sheer vertical walls, virtually attack-proof. At the summit, the royal palace was protected by a defensive wall running along its perimeter. The only possible approach for the Ladakhi forces was up a gently sloping hill on the northeast. But even this route was blocked by a substantial wall.
The Ladakhi armies reached Saparang. They were flush with victory. They had conquered all of the satellite fortresses. They were now primed for the final battle.
How this final battle began is a matter of some uncertainty. But scholars believe the entrance to the city was stormed by the Ladakis,